Paul McGuire, he poured on Paul McGuire. For literally an entire lifetime, I have been on a pilgrimage for not only truth, but I've been writing, researching, speaking, warning, studying Bible prophecy, teaching Bible prophecy for decades and longer. I've written 34 books, and the books, the conferences, the research, the articles, the interviews, the broadcasting, all warning of a particular time or time period. For over 30 years, I've been warning of a particular time or time period. Back that pilgrimage began at 15 years old. I say, how could that be? Well, when I was 15 years old, raised in an atheist household in New York City, I happened to read two books via the public school system. One was called Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, and the other was called 1984 by George Orwell. Now, for those of you that are familiar with the books, in Brave New World, Aldous Huxley was advocating in his sci-fi novel a scientific dictatorship. And in real life, Huxley, who was a member of the British elite along with his brother Julian Huxley, who was the founder of the United Nations UNESCO program, Universal Common Core Education for Planet Earth, the Huxleys and the other secretive British intellectuals, the Fabian socialists and others, plotted to install, whether we liked it or not, a world government via mind control technology, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I grasped that in third grade when I read the book, because I didn't have to read the Cliff Notes. It was obvious in Brave New World. In 1984, George Orwell, and I have read 1984 decades before 1980s, George Orwell warned of a futuristic dictatorship of mass surveillance where everything you did would be monitored through electronics, where a totalitarian government would be spying on you via your television screen. This government was called Big Brother, and they wanted to control all your thinking through the thought police. So a lifetime of research into this, beginning at 15 years old. No, excuse me, whatever, however old you are in third grade is when my pilgrimage began. And here I am after decades of speaking about it, warning about it in detail. Copyrights on the book prove that I said what I said when I said it. And it's culminating right now, at this moment, at this time, as we're talking together in human history, over 40 years of research, my life is culminating. It's coming together. I wish I could say it was not coming together, but it is coming together. The totalitarianism, the all-controlling, all-seeing eye, if you want to call it that, the pyramid, all of which I've studied in my books and research and written about. It's coming together. It's materializing before our eyes. And then when you add to that Bible prophecy and the study of Bible prophecy, the whole thing just takes off at an unprecedented velocity. And that's where we are right now at this moment, at this second. We are literally teetering on the balance of whether America will collapse or morph into some kind of grotesque totalitarian nation, or America will be allowed to continue to have freedom, to continue to have a Bill of Rights and a Constitution, which means something. Things like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, so on and so forth. And by the way, when our founding fathers began America in 1776, when they talked about these freedoms, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, they meant it. They meant it not only concerning somebody standing up there on a little platform or a stage speaking to 100 people with no electronics. They meant it when somebody wrote a book and circulated it. They meant it when somebody preached a sermon, like a pilgrim or Puritan, a Bible-believing sermon was protected by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And they meant it when they would print pamphlets or print newspapers. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of the press was essential to all of our freedoms, to all of our democratic republic, and to every other freedom that we have, like freedom of religion. So here we are, faced with a battle of ideas, faced with a spiritual battle, and things have materialized, morphed, and changed in a way that I suspect none of us could have anticipated the hyperspeed by which things are changing. Even the vaccination program, which has many implications, is called Operation Warp Speed. It's like something out of a science fiction novel. No matter who wins the election, even if the election is in turmoil legally, if the election and the election results are embroiled in lawsuits, power struggles, chaos, riots in the streets, you should brace yourself. Why? Because when we understand history, we understand what will happen in the present. We will understand what will happen in the future. And based on historical precedent, when a nation allows or indulges itself and allows the spirit of Antichrist to invade a nation, like nations in history have, then chaos, hyper chaos, is the result. And there's no respect for the rule of law. There's no respect for freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. Those things are the first to go. Those things are trampled upon. And they're very, very powerful people who are above the democratic or Republican paradigm. They're very, very powerful people, very, very wealthy people. People with access and control of futuristic technologies that use this chaos, both on the left and the right, they use the chaos, they manipulate the chaos, because people, human nature, dictators have known this for years. Adolf Hitler knew this. The communist dictators knew this. That people, when confronted with fear, an overwhelming fear, such as a coronavirus or some other threat, esoteric threat, terrorist threat, invasion threat, whatever kind of threat, when people are faced with a terrifying threat, they often surrender to totalitarianism and they end up giving up all their freedoms. And once you lose your freedoms, and once your freedoms have no real basis, nobody's there to defend your freedoms, historically, you will be like a lamb led to the slaughter. And I am not here trying to frighten anybody or disturb anyone. But when you're defenseless and your freedoms can't be defended, you will be led like a lamb to the slaughter. And so that danger is very much alive. even after an election period. That danger is very much alive because there are people with a lot of money and a lot of power in the highest level places in our planet and in our nation that have a secret agenda, and that is to install a world socialist or world communist government. And in that world socialist or world communist government, there is no freedom. And even as we speak, programs that you listen to like this are under increasing threat of being shut down, of being removed, of being censored. So you need to take proactive steps in making sure that you can connect with us and this message. You need to know and have written down or put it in your cell phone or whatever the alternative platforms that we're using, like Brighteon.com, where you can watch the Paul McGuire report from the Brighteon.com platform and other platforms we will be going on. Because Christians, people that teach Bible prophecy, conservatives, and many others, people that are into alternative medicine, people that are into organic food or exposing the dangers of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, they're all under attack. They're all being taken down incrementally. They're all being censored while we're preoccupied with this or with that. And so I strongly suggest that you write down Brighteon.com, write like Brighteon, Brighteon.com, and watch the Paul McGuire report there, or be prepared to watch it there, because they are attacking and taking down large numbers of people, and they're going to continue to do so unless somebody stops them. At the present moment, nobody's stopping. They have free reign. In a moment, I want to expose to you some of the technology and the sophisticated mindset that is involved in this ever-present danger, a takeover, if you want to call it that. A viable, real threat, not based on fantasy or paranoia, but based on the reality of people who understand technologies, systems, organizations, and programs that are designed to seize your freedom from you. Because the end game is a one-world globalist / communist government, and the eradication of the independent nation state, the destruction of nationalism, patriotism, replaced by globalism, communism. And the only people who would not be concerned about that are the brainwashed masses, hundreds of millions of them, who have been dumbed down for decades in our educational system. And more recently, it seems they've gone through some kind of hyper-dumbed down educational process. And the example of that would be the shocking, absolutely shocking stupidity of the millennials, who, when questioned, because they've been programmed to think and believe this way in the educational system, they were programmed to believe that communism is the best economic program for the people. And so when you ask the millennial, which reputable pollsters have done, what economic ideology is the best for America, the millennials will often say, the majority of millennials will say, something like 97% will say that communism is the best economic program for America and our society. And then when these respected pollsters question them further and ask them to define what communism was and is as compared to, let's say, socialism and Marxism And to compare that, all of those, with capitalism, the millennials not only could not even begin to give the barest definition, they couldn't even begin. The millennials couldn't even begin to verbally, even in the most remote way, articulate or explain what communism was, yet they were promoting it and advocating it. And then when they were questioned to define it, when they were pressed to define communism, Marxism, socialism, they couldn't do that. They couldn't draw a contrast between communism and capitalism. And yet these are the same people that are engaged in these violent riots in the streets through organizations like Antifa and others. They're like zombies. It's like Night of the Living Dead, George Romero's black and white classic zombie film. It was like the first big zombie film. It was a low-budget zombie film called Night of the Living Dead, shot in black and white. And I remember when I was just beginning my career as an independent feature film producer, I met with and had the opportunity to talk to George Romero, director of Night of the Living Dead. His film is like a subliminal projection of what's happening in our society now. In a similar manner, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, that horror science fiction classic, and then the adapted modern version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers with Nicole Kidman. You know, this concept of a zombie, a human being with like a zombie is somebody with no brain, like animalistic, some kind of weird creature in a human body. Well, that's what people have become in our society. They're behaving like zombies. They're destroying, they're pillaging, they're smashing windows, people are getting killed. And that's on both sides of the fence, and this unnecessary violence. But the violence is part of the programming. The chaos is part of the program. The looting, the splintering of windows, the ceremonial and both medical usages of the mask. Because the mask not only has a function in terms of stopping or slowing down or preventing to whatever degree the transmission of a coronavirus, but the mask also serves to function as a social programming instrument so that subliminal mind control, subliminal programming can occur through wearing a mask in different environments, by putting people into, quote, quarantine. Compare quarantine. Quarantine is a legitimate medical restriction to prevent the people from passing or having the transmission of like plague, diseases, and pandemics. But quarantines also function psychologically as a hypnotic mechanism known as social isolation. And in fact, many doctors and government officials are calling for social distancing in terms of a medical weapon in fighting the plague. Well, obviously, social distancing would have some merit in blocking the transmission of certain diseases, etc. But think about it from a bigger picture. Think about it using your entire brain, not just 10% of your brain. And it's obvious that what is known as social distancing and quarantine, these serve to be a conduit for dual functions. On one hand, they can have medical medical usage. On the other hand, the classic techniques of mind control, brainwashing, indoctrination, people that are in the business of mind control, etc., they take prisoners in a prison, and in terms of discipline and also breaking their minds, they put them in total social isolation. They put them in a total quarantine, which is a room all by themselves with a lock on it, with little or no light coming in, where they could be susceptible to sensory deprivation, and that causes you to hallucinate. And the common practice in prisons, etc., throughout the centuries, have been to put difficult prisoners or prisoners that they wanted to break mentally into isolation, into solitary confinement. Solitary confinement is when you're locked up in some kind of jail cell all by yourself with, again, little or no light. You don't interact with anyone. You're totally by yourself, which causes the mind, after a relatively short period of time being in solitary confinement, your mind begins to hallucinate. When you deprive any human being of sensory stimulation, such as visual stimulation, auditory stimulation, stimulation with taste buds, tactile feeling stimulation, sound or conversing with other human beings, when you put people into sensory deprivation or in isolation, solitary confinement, what happens to the human brain is it begins to hallucinate. It begins to hear things, and it begins to hallucinate. And thus, being placed in solitary confinement for a period of time not only enables a power to crack somebody's mind, to break their mind for the purpose of brainwashing, it can be used as a discipline measure because many people can't stand being in solitary confinement. They go crazy, and it becomes a terrifying experience. So compare and contrast those things with being quarantined. Compare and contrast those things with social isolation, social distancing. And these are parallel practices. These things like social isolation, social distancing, they're really the same thing. They're slight modifications, but they're the same thing. So if you look at this from using your whole brain, picking your whole brain in here, not just 10%, it becomes obvious to you that we're living in not just a medical crisis, not just a virus, biological, bacteria, whatever the pandemic is composed of. Not only are we dealing with that threat, but the so-called procedures used to slow it down have medical validity to them. But they also have a second tier of operations in that if you wanted to change the mental habit patterns or beliefs of an entire population or of the entire planet, planet Earth, then by forcing billions of people on planet Earth to be quarantined, to exercise extreme social distancing measures, to be socially isolated, to not be allowed to attend church, for example, which many people who are secularists in government, to them it's no big deal because they're atheists, they don't believe in God. So they don't have any compassion at all for people that are Christians or Jews or whatever who want to go to a place of worship, like church. And so these medical procedures are also the methodology of brainwashing and mind control. Think about that. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. Make sure you keep the address brighteon.com and find Paul McGuire there. We're going to be moving to multiple platforms in the very near future, and you want to be able to follow us. And if you don't know how to follow us, you're going to find yourself socially isolated from the truth. And I'm not just talking about this ministry or this program, but I'm talking about others. Others that are not part of the special globalist elite-controlled media complex, where they all say the same thing. They all sound like they're speaking the same script. I'm talking about the cable news networks. I'm talking about the big social media platforms and search engines, etc. All programming, all mind control, all censorship, all Big Brother, all Orwellian, constantly profiling, censoring, trying to redirect, micromanage society, take control over society. Right in front of your eyes, they're trying to take control of society. In fact, they have, to a large degree, taken control of society. Because when you take control of people's words through the political correctness movement, you also end up taking control of people's minds. And that's why the mainstream media, they say the exact same thing. They show the exact same pictures. They have the exact same point of view. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is the Paul McGuire Report. In case you haven't noticed it, we literally live in a world like the one depicted in the science fiction feature film called Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Minority Report was written by the science fiction author Philip K. Dick, who wrote many huge blockbuster movie science fiction novels, which became giant Hollywood films. The novelist didn't seem to make very much money, but Hollywood made a fortune on his movies. And in Minority Report, you see a futuristic totalitarian dictatorship in which they use predictive programming and programming, and you can literally be arrested for a future crime. Now, they have that technology now, not quite as far as what was depicted in Minority Report, but they have, through artificial intelligence and supercomputers, the ability to predict on a percentage basis the likelihood of a whole list of a person, an individual, or a group's anticipated behaviors. They know you so well by studying you already through artificial intelligence that they can predict what your moves, your decisions, what your beliefs are or will be, what changes will happen in your personality in the future. And in Minority Report, they would literally arrest you for committing a crime which you didn't commit, but they would arrest you for committing it based on the fact that their computers and other weird oracle beings mixed with the computers, they predicted that you we're going to do such and such a crime. And so based on a prediction, not an actuality, you didn't actually commit a crime, they arrest you. That technology is available now. Like I said, it's not completely as advanced as the film Minority Report depicted, but it's in striking range. The whole vaccination thing, the whole GMO thing, the whole 5G thing, they're all interconnected. I wrote about this in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. I wrote about it in A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2. And I wrote about it in The Day the Dollar Died, all of which are available at bundle discounts. They're available at paulmaguire.us. People need to know the technologies that are already operational, and without trying to play off the word operational too much, Operation Warp Speed is a real thing. But the danger with Operation Warp Speed is that some of the people involved in Operation Warp Speed are people that have ideologies that, let's just put it this way, the ideologies they seem to embrace are the same ideologies of the globalist elite. So the globalist elite believe in things like, these are their ideologies, that this is the religion of the globalist elite. Things like excessive population growth is the reason for all of mankind's problems, and therefore we need to use any means possible to reduce dramatically the Earth's population by billions and billions of people in a matter of a short few years. So they're talking about reducing the Earth's population by like 6.5 billion people in a very short period of time. How are they going to reduce the population by that many billion people in such a short period of time? Well, I'll leave that up to you to figure that out. What is available to mankind in terms of technology and science that has the capacity to wipe out billions of people on planet Earth in a very short period of time? And you simply go back to the published writings, as I have, of the planners of this New World Order, people like Aldous Huxley, people like Julian Huxley, H.G. Wells, the Fabian Socialists, Bertrand Russell, and they all wrote down, and I have their quotes in my books, like The Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2, Conquering the Matrix, and others. I have their exact quotes, and people like Bertrand Russell, who was a celebrated intellectual, a member of the elite in Britain, wrote openly about the need for using things like plagues and pandemics to wipe out billions of people he considered, and the elite considered, to be excess population. So he advocates, I have his quotes in my book, you can read for yourself the writings, because I've selected them. That right there is your proof of what they plan to do. They plan to use plagues, pandemics, nuclear warfare, mass sterilization, mass abortion, and other things to radically reduce population growth. And another tenet in the religion of the globalist elite is they use the usage of climate change and pandemics, etc., to radically transform society, to radically redistribute the wealth in a globalist socialist nation. All of these things become like pawns on the chessboard and vehicles for mass control, totalitarianism, and mass surveillance. Speaking of mass surveillance, another person I quote heavily in my book, like The Day the Dollar Died, is Brzezinski, a high-level member of the globalist elite, the right-hand man of Rockefeller. Brzezinski was a Secretary of State, and he was one of the most powerful men in the world. And he advocated in the 1976 book, and I have the quotes for you in my book, Mass Awakening. He advocated in the 1976 book, and read the quote, where he calls for the use of, quote, psychotronic weapons to be used on the populations of the American people and people all around the world. Let me repeat it. He's openly advocating on the cover of his book, for crying out loud, hiding in plain sight. Brzezinski is advocating that the technological elite, or who he calls the technocratic elite, are to use psychotronic weapons upon the masses of people. What are psychotronic weapons? Those are advanced futuristic weapons that when most people read and still read those words by Brzezinski, it goes above their heads. They don't know what he's talking about. Well, he was talking about things like electromagnetic frequency weapons, EMF weapons. He was talking about things like bioelectric weaponry. He was talking about biochip implants and weapons of mass surveillance and electronic weapons of mass mind control. Right out in the open. Read the writings of these people. And then here I am reading about Operation Warp Speed and vaccine patches and bioelectricity. By the way, I write a lot about bioelectricity in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind. But bioelectricity can be good and bad. You can use the plan for vaccines and bioelectricity is for microchip implants, biochip implants, DNA modification to fire a specific electromagnetic frequency pulse inside the body that will target certain diseases and certain pandemics. So the theory is to use bioelectronics to kill diseases. Now, medically, that's a viable way of killing diseases. Medically, and when you study electromagnetic frequency, as I have, and I've written about it, and digested it for you in my books, like The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind, the World, Conquering the Matrix, and The Day the Dollar Died, I write, all available at BullMcGuire.us, I write intensively about 5G and electromagnetic frequencies. EMF frequencies, the whole discovery of the power of EMF frequencies goes back to the 1800s in Europe, and then in the early 1900s, and then in the mid-1900s, and so on. There were men, both in the United States and Europe, who discovered bioelectronic, electromagnetic frequency means of healing the human body from specific diseases. And you have people like Rife, and you have people like Nikola Tesla, and you have so many others who Rife gave an entire list of specific electromagnetic frequencies, hundreds of electronic magnetic frequencies. One frequency was designed to kill a certain kinds of diseases. Specific frequencies he discovered were experimented with, and he found out that specific EMF frequencies could kill or suppress certain diseases or viruses. In the same way, by using certain specific frequencies targeted towards people, you can create diseases. They can become weapons. So you can create cancers in people through EMF fields. You can create other diseases in people by shooting them with specific electromagnetic frequencies. So certain electromagnetic frequencies can heal. and certain electromagnetic frequencies can bring disease, insanity, or kill. But this whole study and knowledge of electromagnetic frequencies has been hidden from most doctors and from the American public at large. So what they're talking about in Operation Warp Speed really is nothing new. It's been around for a while. It's just been suppressed or hidden or secret technology. Secret technologies that are at use. Let me give you an example by what I mean in just a moment. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. Remember, know our different platforms. If you don't, snooze, you lose. And that goes not only for this ministry, that goes for other people who are stating the truth. Remember our platform, Paul McGuire Report, on Brighteon.com and other platforms that will be in the next couple of days and weeks. So this is the Paul McGuire Report. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. So I'm reading some research from an article called "The Head of Operation Warp Speed and Gates Foundation Are Pushing Bioelectronics and Vaccine Patches." Okay. And this appeared in an article written by Derek Rose. And you have these huge big pharma companies using bioelectronics for healing. And what is that? Well, let me give you a quote from one of these bioelectronic big pharma companies that are also, by the way, these companies are connected to Google and other companies. Quote, "The goal is to enable research, development, and commercialization of bioelectronic medicines. Bioelectronic medicine is a relatively new research field focused on tackling chronic diseases by using miniaturized implantable devices that can modify electrical signals that pass along nerves in the body, including irregular or altered impulses that occur in many illnesses." And I don't want to jump up here. But they've been experimenting with using electrical signals to cure people from chronic conditions such as arthritis, diabetes, asthma, and many other diseases. But remember, the science of this goes back to the 1800s. Remember that. And it was seized by governments in Europe when people would go into doctors who had a credible reputation, their technology and the specific frequencies that they had discovered that cured diseases were all hidden away from the public, hidden away from the medical and doctor institutions. And now they're just starting to reemerge. But we've had this technology for a long time. We've had this technology for a very long time. Then we have research regarding the COVID vaccine. And the companies, the big pharma companies, are experimenting with microwearable devices. Okay, and biolistics technology. And then they get involved in gene editing, sometimes known as a gene gun, or a biolistic particle delivery system that delivers DNA vaccines. And one particular technology functions as a vaccine delivery system which fires microparticulate vaccines into the skin at 1,500 miles per hour. Wow. Talk about sci-fi technology. I was researching this decades ago. The technologies had different names, but it was the same technology. So, what's happening? Well, these technologies, again, are all built around utilizing electromagnetic frequencies. So, let's just look at some hypotheticals, which I go into detail in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind, History of the World, and Volume 1 and 2 of A Prophecy of the Future of America and Conquering the Matrix, all available at paulmcguire.us. I go into things like EMF fields and 5G and electromagnetic frequencies. These frequencies can be electrical or they can be silent sound waves. 5G cell phones, for example, which I talk a lot about in The Greatest Battle, 5G technology is an electromagnetic frequency that is in the same range as the U.S. military uses to use an electromagnetic frequency weapon. So you can shoot what they call a non-lethal electromagnetic frequency weapon into a crowd to cause crowds to break up and run. Okay? And so if the military fires a non-lethal EMF wave into a crowd, the people hit by that non-lethal EMF wave will feel like their skin is burning on fire. It becomes intolerable. And they begin to flee and run as fast as they can away from the crowd because the burning sensation coming out of the EMF frequency weapon is so hot that the human body can't stand it. Now, with just a press of a button, you could turn up a designated EMF frequency that's non-lethal. You could easily cause it to function in a lethal manner by simply adjusting the frequency slightly. You make a non-lethal weapon a lethal weapon. And experimentation on this has been going on since the 50s and the 40s earlier, especially in places which I talk about in my books at paulmcguire.us, especially in places like communist Russia, when it was called the Soviet Union. They were experimenting with electromagnetic frequency weapons. They, in fact, got caught giving our diplomats cancer and other diseases because they were secretly shooting a silent sound electromagnetic frequency weapon at an American embassy. And the frequency was calibrated to give many of the people who worked at the American embassy cancer. So they got cancer because the Soviet Union was firing an EMF weapon. Now, you say, well, what's wrong with 5G? It's going to make my uploads and downloads faster. Well, it may do that. What's the price tag? You got the positive. Your uploads and downloads will be faster on the internet. But the downside is, once you go into the realm of 5G, as I explain in my book, once you go into the realm of 5G, that's the same realm of electromagnetic frequency that the U.S. military uses in non-lethal weapons. So the potentiality of 5G causing or producing disease is still people believe that it is causing disease, and at best, it's still speculative because there has not been enough research done to really tell us whether 5G is safe. And I have documentation from very credible Israeli scientists and scientists around the world who say that it's not safe. So at the same time, we're talking about Operation Warp Speed and using microchip implantable type technology to fire specific electromagnetic frequencies in the human body to kill, you know, plagues and viruses and stuff like that. You have 5G technology, which essentially is a weaponized frequency range, and yet you're using it, you know, to chat to somebody or send up pictures to your friends or whatever you use your internet devices for or your cell phone devices for. So it's very important to understand that we do indeed live in Huxley's Brave New World. Now, I'm holding you in my hands right now my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. And I have a number of chapters on autoimmune diseases, the rise of autoimmune diseases, bioweapons, bacteriological weapons. Here's a chapter called Nazi Scientists, Lyme Disease, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, Fibromyalgia, and Autoimmune Disease. And how bioweapons were researched by Russia and the Nazis in a big, big way, going back to Operation Paperclip in 1947. And then let's just read what goes hand in hand with the Nazi scientists. Okay? Just because, you see, if you don't understand the mindset of the globalist elite, you're going to be deceived by the right versus left paradigm, the illusion, the Hegelian dialectic. So I have a chapter in my book entitled, "The Population Crisis is an Artificial Reality Crisis." And I talk about the Nazi scientists, and then I have quotes from, guess what? Of all people, Dr. Henry Kissinger, one of the world's most powerful globalists. And in a national security memo, which I quote, called National Security Memo 2000, Kissinger writes about the implications of a worldwide population growth. And Kissinger, I have his quote in my book. Let me read it to you. Dr. Henry Kissinger proposed in his memorandum to the National Security Council that depopulation should be the highest priority of the U.S. foreign policy towards the Third World. He quoted reasons of national security, and because the U.S. economy will require large and increasing amounts of minerals from abroad, especially from less developed countries. Wherever a lessening of population can increase the prospects for such stability, population policy becomes relevant to resources, supplies, and to the economic interests of the U.S. So you see, once again, you see this obsession with excess population growth and a mandate from the globalists to do whatever it takes to reduce excess population growth. And here's another leader involved in the whole excess population issue. In an article I quote by Laurent Moret, which is entitled Kissinger, Eugenics, and Depopulation. The author writes, and I have his quote in my book, "The deliberate killing off of large numbers of living population groups was proposed for third world countries under President Carter's administration by the National Security Council's ad hoc group on population policy." And they quote Dr. Kissinger, but then Moret continues, and let me read what he says. From my book, "Depopulation policy became the top priority under the NSC agenda, Club of Rome, and U.S. policymakers like General Alexander Haig These are all globalists. Cyrus Vance, Ed Muskie, and Kissinger. According to an NSC spokesman at the time of the United States, at the time, the United States shared the view of former World Bank President Robert McNamara, who's also involved in the health, by the way, that the population crisis is a greater threat to U.S. national security interests than nuclear annihilation. So that's how they perceive excess population. In 1975, Henry Kissinger established a policy planning group called the U.S. State Department's Office of Population Affairs. The Depopulation of Global 2000 document was prepared for President Jimmy Carter. So you see, these people are obsessed with excessive population growth. And it's interesting that under the secret operation, Operation Paperclip in 1947, the U.S. secretly smuggled over 10,000 Nazi rocket scientists, mind control scientists, and biological warfare scientists were smuggled in from Nazi Germany into the United States of America. To do what? Well, to do a lot of things. To create NASA, to get our space program up and running, but also to do research on biological warfare. And to do research on mind control. Pretty nasty stuff. So you need to be aware of the ulterior motive behind certain programs. And then, as a student of Bible prophecy, above all, you need to be concerned about where Bible prophecy interfaces with many of these globalist programs and ambitions. So let me read to you again from Revelation chapter 13, where we read about two beasts, the false prophet, who's the beast that's in charge of the one world religion and one world economic system, and the beast called the Antichrist, who's head of the one world government. And the Antichrist and the false prophet together, the false prophet causes the people of earth to worship the Antichrist as God, and in addition to that, the false prophet, head of the one world economic system, the one world religion, he has the power to deceive. Let me read you what the Bible says. So in Revelation chapter 13, starting at verse 12, and he exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, Antichrist, whose deadly wound was healed. Now we're talking about false prophet. He performs, false prophet or the second beast, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded, the Antichrist, by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So we're talking about when the first beast, the Antichrist, is killed and has this counterfeit resurrection. Most likely, the book of Revelation is talking about either a cyborg, a virtual reality, a robot, artificial intelligence, some kind of technological first beast who undergoes some kind of counterfeit death and resurrection. And then it says of the Antichrist in verse 16, he causes both small and great, that means, it says it next line, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So you have the mark of the beast, which is the microchip or the biochip implant, or it's the DNA modification implant, which is a chip, computer chip, in which you can't buy or sell or participate in the global economic system unless you reject Jesus Christ as Lord, pledge to worship the Antichrist as God, and then physically receive the microchip, the biochip implant, or whatever EMF device is being forced upon you. In other words, you either take this chip implant or you die. And you can't buy or sell or become part of the world brain or the hive mind without rejecting Jesus Christ as your Lord and accepting the Antichrist as God. See where all this goes? You see where all this ultimately goes? The Bible is warning about this very clearly. And yet, we have a globalist elite who are marching in lockstep. And lockstep, ironically, is a word that they use when they talk about social isolation, quarantining of people, etc., etc., and social distancing. The biotechnology people use terms like putting a population in lockstep. Lockstep is very close to lockdown. It means like imprisoned. It means like quarantined. It means like regulated. It means like enslaved. You can play mind game words and make anything ugly sound beautiful and make anything beautiful sound ugly. Our society is become devious in that. Devious in calling evil good and good evil. Devious in saying that which is unhealthy for you is healthy for you. But that's what's happening. And it's all driven by the globalist elite because they have a master plan which they openly have been communicating for hundreds of years right in front of our faces to bring in a new world, a new world order. Just like in ancient Babylon, where God warns us in Genesis chapter 11, they brought in, the people of ancient Babylon, at the time of the Tower of Babel, brought in the world's first new world order, which included a one world government, one world religion, and one world economic system in ancient Babylon, at the time of the Tower of Babel. And then they passed the secret knowledge of this stuff through secret societies, and they promoted this secret occult religion known as Mystery Babylon under many different names, always using often the pyramid as their logo with the all-seeing eye, and it passed on from Babylon to ancient Egypt to Washington, D.C., to the Vatican, to kings and queens of Europe, to the Incas, to Chinese giant governments of the past, etc., etc. And Mystery Babylon is predicted by the Bible to return. And the technology of Mystery Babylon is referenced to in the book of Revelation. Because there's no other explanation for example, for Revelation 13. There's no other way to understand it except without it, understanding it as a technological, scientific transformation. And that's what we need to understand. That's how we are proactive. That's how we renew our minds with the Word of God. That's how we know what's going to happen before it happens. So we are not lambs to the slaughter. We can be proactive. That's why your participation and God's command for you to participate in our society and in our world is not, it's not like an optional commandment. Jesus Christ said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, win souls for Jesus Christ. Make disciples of all nations, not just the people, but the nations themselves are supposed to be discipled with a biblical worldview. And then to occupy the land that God has given you until he comes. Not to be passively indifferent or to have your eyes closed. Because this global transformation being conducted by the globalist elite, the international banking families, institutions like the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, etc., they're all busy bees bringing about this globalist control, new world order. But this is the new world order that God warned about in Genesis 11. And God brought judgment against the new world order in Genesis 11. So at the time of the Tower of Babel in ancient Babylon, the world's first new world order, the world's first one world government, one world religion, one world economic system, God came down, checked it out. He knew in their hearts that the citizens of Babylon were worshiping Lucifer secretly in their hearts. And so he judged ancient Babylon at the time, the Tower of Babel. He judged it by dividing up their global government into many different independent nations where they all spoke different languages. He judged it by breaking apart their new world order, their one world government, their one world religion, and their one world economic system. And he warned that if this Babylonian system attempted to be repeated, if man attempted to bring back this return of mystery Babylon, then God would judge it also. So we see in the book of Revelation that Babylon returns, which is referred to as great whore or the great harlot, mystery Babylon. God judges the return of mystery Babylon, and its return takes the form of an occult, Luciferian, global government, global religion, and global economic system. And God, read the book of Revelation, judges this ancient Babylonian system when it attempts to return and control planet Earth again through the Antichrist and the false prophet. God judges it and puts an end to it. Because all of it is man's counterfeit. It's a satanic slash humanistic counterfeit of the kingdom of heaven, of new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. It's a satanic counterfeit of eternal life. And man has a glorified body. And man will, in heaven, man will live eternally in a perfect body, no disease, in a perfect world. Communism is a counterfeit of the kingdom of heaven. The technologies are counterfeits of the kingdom of heaven. The idea that you can modify your own DNA until you self-generate eternal life, it's a counterfeit of the kingdom of heaven. And Lucifer, or Satan, embodying the Antichrist, is a counterfeit of God. He's a counterfeit Christ. He's the ultimate false Christ. So the science and the technology, especially the sciences and technologies which promise that you'll live forever, through technology, through science. These are counterfeits of what God has given us in Jesus Christ. These are counterfeit salvations. The idea of transforming an individual's DNA so they live forever is a counterfeit of the brand new glorified body that you will receive when you enter the kingdom of heaven after you die. You'll receive your brand new glorified body, which will be the DNA and RNA will be perfect. You will live eternally with Jesus Christ in a real paradise. Communism is a counterfeit paradise. The New World Order is a counterfeit, occultic paradise. So the question is, for you as an individual and people that you talk to, you, children and grandchildren, which do you desire? Which do you want? Do you want the authentic, genuine, 100% legitimate heaven, legitimate paradise, legitimate salvation? Or will you be deceived because of your lack of knowledge of the Word of God? Will you be deceived and reach out to receive the deception of counterfeit salvation by worshiping the Antichrist, receiving the microchip implant, and the mark of the beast? Which one will you choose? You see, which one will you choose? Now, the globalist elite, for the most part, their belief system indicates that they're either radical humanists or Luciferian in their belief system. So their answer, for example, to overpopulation, and populating the earth is a command of God, by the way. See, but the Bible teaching in churches is so shallow and so diminished and so hollow that there's very little power, very little dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, very little power from the Holy Spirit coming out of most churches and Christians. Why? Because there's such a dilution of the Word of God. It's so diminished that its spiritual power has been rendered inoperative because these churches have rejected the Word of God. And if you reject the Word of God, you're rejecting Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ and the Word are one. Jesus Christ is the Word that has become flesh. So when you reject the Word of God, you're rejecting Jesus Christ. And what happens whenever you reject the Word of God, or God, Jesus Christ, what happens? Well, according to the Bible, the minute you reject God or His Word, you're under a curse, just like Adam and Eve. You unleash the death force. You release Satan to occupy your life, territory. That's what has happened to a huge percentage of Christians in America and around the world. They have been deceived by satanic Luciferian deception. They've been deceived into believing the lie is the truth and the truth is the lie. And they've given themselves over, as the Bible warns about, they've given themselves over to a great delusion. Christians are under a great delusion. They've given themselves over to this. And they've given themselves over to being part of the great apostasy, which means the great falling away of God's people from the truth. Those people that should be saved and on their way to heaven, those people that should be winning others to Jesus Christ as Lord, those people that should be occupying until He comes, those people that should be making disciples of all nations, are not doing that. They're caught up in a great deception called the Great Apostasy. They're worshiping the Antichrist or the doctrines of Lucifer. And they don't even know the difference because they have rejected the Bible. They no longer read the Word of God, so they have no ability to compare and contrast. Knowledge is power. God says, without vision, my people perish. So right now, the evangelical church and a huge percentage of the Christian churches on planet Earth at this very moment are in varying degrees of apostasy and have given themselves over to varying degrees over to the great delusion. Now, fortunately, there exists a remnant church, and many of you are part of that remnant church. who love the Word of God, who are endeavoring to walk in the Word of God, and to be filled by and controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit, of the biblical God, you would be categorized as the faithful remnant church of the last days. And therein lies the spiritual warfare. Therein lies the fact that right now we're in the greatest spiritual war, or the greatest battle, as I title my book, for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. And you need to understand this and to be able to teach it to others. And I have resources for you at paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. Free resources, hundreds of hours of teaching, audio, video, thousands of pages of articles, all kinds of stuff free, and then books, which are very powerful, available to you at quantity discount. If you buy like a 4-pack or whatever, you get a discount on these books. Books that will not only change your life, but have the power to change the lives of other people. The books are written as soul-winning tools. Okay? Because they answer people's questions. And they answer the questions of our day from the perspective of the Bible and from the perspective of Bible prophecy. You're listening to the Paul Maguire Report. Help us spread this message far and wide, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Paul Maguire Report. This is Paul Maguire. One of the most important things that you and I can do in the season or time frame that we live in is to make sure that we are built up in our faith through reading and studying the Word of God, and we're built up in the Holy Spirit. The reason we know whether it's a Holy Spirit versus an unholy spirit is because we're reading the Word of God and we're able to discern the difference. But it's important to be built up because we're in a time of intense spiritual warfare and what could be called cultural economic warfare. The chaos in our society, as I've shared with you many times in the program, is not a matter of coincidence. It's not a matter of chance. There's no randomness to it. The chaos in our society is organized, specific, and targeted to bring about this return of Mystery Babylon and this new world order that the Bible predicts. You and I need to be ready. We need to be prepared. That's the purpose of the watchman on the wall. That's one of the major purposes of this ministry, Paul Maguire Ministries, Paradise Mountain Church, is to function as a watchman on the wall. The faithful watchman keeps his or her eyes open. They're usually up in a tower, so they have a visual advantage. They can see into the distance, and they are charged by God to stay awake and to keep on the alert for the enemy of God's people. So when the enemy starts to come towards God's people from a distance, it is the directive of the watchman to blow the shofar or blow the trumpet to rouse the children of Israel in their camp so that they have time enough to get ready for an upcoming attack against the children of Israel. So before the enemy gets there, children of Israel, because they have heeded the trumpet or the shofar of the watchman, are hurrying to be prepared to defeat the enemy when he comes and tries to smash through their gates and walls. They're pre-prepared. So in the same way, watchmen, God raises up watchmen or watchman-type ministries like this one. And instead of using a shofar or a trumpet, we use technology, social media, audio, video, books, articles, and programs like this. This is a trumpet. This is a trumpet warning. This is a watchman ministry. Because in my particular case, I've spent decades researching this. I see the enemy coming from the distance, and my job is to alert God's people to the danger ahead. So they're not taken into captivity. They're not deceived. They're not fooled. If I fail to warn God's people, then I'm judged. And God's people choose to ignore the warning of a watchman, then judgment falls upon themselves. It's not the will of God. Notice that in the account of the watchman in the Old Testament, it's not the will of God that his people are slaughtered. So it's not the will of God that God's people are slaughtered, that remnant church, that Christians are slaughtered. That's not the will of God. The will of God is that his people are supernaturally protected from the slaughter. But in order to enjoy God's divine and supernatural protection, God's people have to have a faithful watchman who's willing to warn them and to ignore the scorn and the attacks that come mostly from God's people upon the watchman. A watchman has to be willing to ignore that and continue to proclaim the truth and a warning faithfully, whether he or she is appreciated or not. Faithful watchman keeps their eyes on the horizon when he sees the enemy gathering together, organizing for an attack. It is the solemn responsibility of a faithful watchman to blow the trumpet of warning or the shofar of warning so that God's people will be roused in time in order to prevent the slaughter of God's people. Instead, God's people are on the offense and they're protected. But you see, if God's people refuse to obey the warning of the watchman or refuse to heed the shofar or trumpet blast of the watchman, and then they're slaughtered, God says, because you ignored the watchman, I'm going to hold the blood of my people on their own account. Or the leaders that chose to ignore the warnings of the watchman, God says, I'm going to hold the blood of my people to your account. Very heavy thing. Now, to the watchman, he says, if you're faithful to blow the trumpet and stay awake and alert my people to the danger ahead, then if my people choose to ignore the shofar and the trumpet, if my people choose to ignore the warning, then I'm not going to hold you accountable for the bloodshed of my people. I'm not going to hold the watchman accountable, God says, because you did your job. I'm going to hold the leaders and my people who chose to ignore your warning accountable for the destruction that comes. So it's very dire warning with a very sobering responsibility. And so my job is to be faithful, whether or not God's people choose to heed it. And I've been doing that, and God alone will make the final determination of a person's faithfulness. But I have been faithfully warning through my books and messages for 30 years plus, easily, consistently, up to the present moment. But I can only do that if a watchman has partners who are willing to function as intercessory prayer warriors for me, my family, and this ministry. A watchman functions because people are willing to spread the words of the watchman far and wide by sending out links to people and sending it out, these messages to groups, so that God's people can be warned. And finally, at the current place we are, we need to acquire additional social media and internet platforms so we can be proactive and continue to blow the shofar and warn God's people. But we have to be proactive because there are powerful interests that want to tear down watchman ministries like this, take us off the internet, take us off social media. And so we have to be proactive and acquire new social media, new internet technologies. And that requires financial expense. It's either that or we're not around. The enemy is very aggressive. It's So I need your help. And those of you that are tuned with the Holy Spirit, those of you that have the burden of the Lord know what I'm talking about. So I thank you for your prayer warfare. I thank you for spreading the message far and wide. I thank each and every one of you who have chosen to go before the Lord with kind of a holy responsibility and ask the Lord what he wants you to do in terms of contributions or donations, Paul McGuire Ministries, Paradise Mountain Church, so that we can acquire these new technologies, the new platforms, the new internet technology. Not because we need the latest and greatest, don't get me wrong. That has nothing to do with it. It's so that we continue to broadcast faithfully a biblical warning, a watchman's warning, win souls to Christ. And the only way you can do that is if you continue to maintain a presence on social media and the internet. And in order to do that, you have to spend more money because there are evil groups that are using social media platforms to smash and disintegrate people who are trying to communicate the Word of God and God's message faithfully. They are at war with the truth of God. So they want to take us down and censor us and knock us off the internet so they can dominate the internet with their occultic, globalist, New World Order type message. So I think that most of you understand what I'm talking about. So we need your help now more than ever, because it's now that we have to make the reach. It's now that we have to develop the new platforms, etc. Because in the very near future, no matter which way things go, these people aren't going to stop unless somebody stops them. Right now, they're moving and destroying and censoring and erasing and removing, dumping people off all kinds of social media platforms. I know exactly what I'm talking about. So we have to, as the body of Christ, be faithful to God's call. We have to support with our prayers, with our finances, with our time and talents. We need to support Watchman Ministries and ministries that are faithful to proclaim the gospel in this last day's environment that we're in. So you can do that by going to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Thank you for that. The job description of a watchman it's not a 9-to-5 job. So if that's something you want to do with your life, just remember this, it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24/7 job, 365 days a year, 24/7. Never stops because of where we are in terms of the timetable of the last days and the timetable of what's happening. It's really tragic the way so much of the once Bible-believing church has been swept up into apostasy and has been deceived. They're being deceived by a being, a supernatural being. So spiritual warfare is an essential element in this ministry, and teaching people how to engage in and conduct spiritual warfare is an essential element in this ministry. Warning people of what's coming and how they can be proactive, because it is not God's intent or desire that his people are destroyed. That's why God says, my people perish for lack of vision, for lack of knowledge, for lack of wisdom. God's people perish. But what's the purpose of our ministry, Paul McGuire Ministries, Paradise Mountain Church, is to disseminate and to communicate the wisdom, the message, the vision, the knowledge of the Word of God, truth, as best we can in an environment where people are being rampantly deceived. Our call is to communicate the truth, because it's the truth that sets you free. Deception will just enslave you, whether it's political deception, economic deception, or spiritual deception. It's only the truth that sets you free. The reason so many people are being enslaved economically is because they believe the deception. Remember, communism, Marxism, and socialism only proceeds due to the fact that it deceives. Deception is the mechanism that communism and socialism always uses to conquer. They conquer through deception. They conquer through lies. So the only way you can confront that is to use the sword of truth, which is the word of God. And that's where we are right now. But unless we aggressively choose to obey the Lord and follow his word and become obedient to the word of God, then like the historical examples God gives us, God's people will perish. Why will they perish? For lack of knowledge, lack of vision, wisdom, knowledge. But it doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to be a people that perish. It's up to us. Pilgrims and Puritans established that. It's up to us. God has put the ball in our court. And because God answers prayer and God honors repentance and God will answer if his people cry out to him, seek his face, on that basis, there's hope for revival. There's hope that God will move in our society and in our nation. In fact, God is moving in our society and nation in direct response to the prayers of his people. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. Make sure to write down brighteon.com. That's one of our new platforms. You need to know it, or one day you may disappear. It's telling you the truth. Other people have disappeared. Other ministries have disappeared or have been significantly attacked and hampered. We don't want to put ourselves in that position. And with your help, we can do an end run around and continue to be faithful to the call of God on our lives. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. Remember brighteon.com, and we'll have other platforms to share with you soon.